Saudis deploy a swarm of online trolls to stifle critics like Khashoggi. By Katie Benner, Mark Mazzetti, Ben Hubbard, and Mike Isaac. Each morning, Jamal Khashoggi would check his phone to discover what fresh hell had been unleashed while he was sleeping. He would see the work of an army of Twitter trolls ordered to attack him and other influential Saudis who had criticized the kingdom's leaders. He sometimes took the attacks personally. So friends made a point of calling frequently to check on his mental state. The mornings were the worst for him because he would wake up to the equivalent of sustained gunfire online, said Maggie Mitchell Salem, a friend of Mr. Khashoggi's for more than 15 years. Mr. Khashoggi's online attackers were part of a broad effort dictated by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and his close advisors to silence critics, both inside Saudi Arabia and abroad. Hundreds of people work at a so-called troll farm in Riyadh to smother the voices of dissidents like Mr. Khashoggi. The vigorous push also appears to include the grooming, not previously reported, of a Saudi employee at Twitter, whom Western intelligence officials suspected of spying on user accounts to help the Saudi leadership. The killing by Saudi agents of Mr. Khashoggi, a columnist for the Washington Post, has focused the world's attention on the kingdom's intimidation campaign against influential voices, raising questions about the darker side of the crown prince. The young royal has tightened his grip on the kingdom while presenting himself in Western capitals as the man to reform the hidebound Saudi state. This portrait of the kingdom's image management crusade is based on interviews with seven people involved in those efforts or briefed on them, activists and experts who have studied them, and American and Saudi officials, along with messages seen by the New York Times that described the inner workings of the troll farm. Saudi operatives have mobilized to harass critics on Twitter, a widely popular platform for news in the kingdom since the Arab Spring uprisings began in 2010. Saud al-Qahtani, a top advisor to Crown Prince Mohammed, who was fired on Saturday in the fallout from Mr. Khashoggi's killing, was the strategist behind the operation, according to United States and Saudi officials, as well as activist organizations. Many Saudis had hoped that Twitter would democratize discourse by giving everyday citizens a voice. But Saudi Arabia has instead become an illustration of how authoritarian governments can manipulate social media to silence or drown out critical voices while spreading their own version of reality. In the Gulf, the stakes are so high for those who engage in dissent that the benefits of using social media are outweighed by the negatives, and in Saudi Arabia in particular, said Mark Owen Jones, a lecturer in the history of the Persian Gulf and Arabian Peninsula at Exeter University in Britain. Neither Saudi officials nor Mr. Khatani responded to requests for comment about the kingdom's efforts to control online conversations. Before his death, Mr. Khashoggi was launching projects to combat online abuse and try to reveal that Crown Prince Mohammed was mismanaging the country. In September, Mr. Khashoggi wired $5,000 to Omar Abdulaziz, a Saudi dissident living in Canada, who was creating a volunteer army to combat the government trolls on Twitter. The volunteers called themselves the Electronic Bees. 11 days before Mr. Khashoggi died in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, he wrote on Twitter that the bees were coming.